Well, the recent trend continued for the local share market today, although it did finish off its worst levels of the day. It still fell by a half of 1%. Banks were the main weight on the market, with most of the big four down by more than 1%. Energy prices remained a factor as well. All stocks were generally lower. Santos down by about a half of 1%. Oil Search down by 2%. One of the factors weighing on already well-supplied markets has been the latest update from the US Energy Information Administration. And they are forecasting that May will see the highest level of shale oil production in around 2 years. So that's a response to firming oil prices, or oil prices at least at their current levels, making it economical to produce shale in those sorts of quantities. Elsewhere, Tats and Tabcorp were in focus for the fact that there has been a new takeover bid come into the mix as Tabcorp and Tats attempt to merge. This is by a bid on the part of the Pacific Consortium, which is made up of KKR and Macquarie Group, but it didn't have much impact on prices because both Tats and Tabcorp just edged higher by a cent. Elsewhere, Brambles shares firmed today in response to a pretty positive quarterly update. Revenue up 4% in the first 9 months of the year to just over $4 billion. They reaffirmed their full year earnings guidance. Elsewhere on the consumer side of things, car sales numbers were up by 2% in March, but our own measure of luxury car sales is down to its lowest levels in 4 years in annualized terms. So that could potentially be a harbinger for what we might see at the upper end of real estate or other discretionary spending. So today, Myer was down by about 1%, similar result for Kathmandu. The Aussie dollar is weaker, and that's in line with lower commodity prices. It's back to 75.2 US cents.